It's 5:45, WWIV, the WIB Wake Up Show. And yeah, the show gets underway, you know, with, you know, weather and headlines. And then we do have the Star Spangled Banner from somebody different just about every day. But we really get the show going here with First Thoughts with Jason Kantz. Welcome to Friday.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
And the weather's just getting nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mentioned Ellie Holcomb. I mean, you can never go wrong with Ellie Holcomb. Her voice is amazing.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram, and she's just always delightful.
So, huh.
Yeah.
And is her husband in music, too?
He is, yeah. Drew Holcomb. He has a band called Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
I remember seeing them do something on social media kind of after Kenny Rogers passed, right? They did Islands in the Stream with the duet with Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Yeah, they did for a while, and I hope they put it into an album. I haven't looked yet, but they did something called Kitchen Covers, where kind of in COVID they were Drew would just grab a guitar and they would just sing songs in their kitchen. And I always was just astounded. How is it that they were so capable of just putting together such amazing songs, you know, just holding the sheet music in their hand? But I guess that's where talent comes in. So,
yeah, I see it here. Kitchen Covers, the collection, Ellie Holcomb. And they've got it on social media. So, yeah, there's a bunch. Maybe we'll choose. So, well, I tell you what, I talk about the what a flashback song of the morning here, following you a lot of times since that. And so maybe something like that we'll go to this morning. But in the meantime, it's day three of Lent and heading into the weekend. We've got a book, A Path to Wholeness, from you got the author's name in front of me.
Yeah, Russell Levinson
is
the author. And again, he's an Episcopalian priest, I think currently in Texas. And he wrote this series of devotions called A Path to Wholeness. And so this morning, the path or the devotion was titled Do Over. And he starts with the verse from John 3, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." And so this is talking about his conversation with Nicodemus. And, you know, the conversation, Nicodemus is really trying to understand who Jesus is. And so Jesus says to him, you know, he says this, where you have to be born again. And one of the things Russell Levinson says in here was that Nicodemus needed not just greater understanding, but new eyes, a new mind, a new heart, and a new self, which required a kind of internal global shift in the tectonic plates of his being. And so he kind of connects it with this idea of having a do-over. And then he says, if you think on it long enough, who wouldn't want a do-over in some area of their life? The husband who has betrayed his wife, the employee who has stolen, or the employer who has treated workers harshly, the mother who has spent more time disciplining her children than loving and accepting them. And, you know, he goes on and he says, this opportunity for a do-over is not limited to one event, but an entire way of seeing things. We cannot change the past, but with Jesus, we always have the opportunity to start afresh. And I was just really encouraged with that this morning. You know, this path to wholeness really is about learning who we are in Christ and recognizing that we can keep coming back to that again and again.
That is good. I mean, I think everybody, the idea of born again, or if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Dallas Willard had issues with that, though. I mean, do you know what his issue was with at least the traditional understanding of that you're new in Christ?
I don't remember specifically what his.
All right. Well, he said just that it was a misunderstanding. Well, I think part of even what you said yesterday that I was even, as I reflected back and I got the podcast up, the line for the devotion that stuck out to me about that we're called to this idea of denying our old self and increasingly stepping into our new self. I loved that because, yes, you are new, but you still have. I mean, we're told in places like Colossians and elsewhere about taking off the old and putting on the new. And so we are sinners who became saints. And I understand we identify that way, but we still have those sinful capabilities that needed to be contended with, correct?
Absolutely. And I think Luther was right about that when his idea of simul justus et peccator, which is we're both sinner and saint.
What's the fancy language on that again?
The Latin is simul justus et peccator. In other words, you're simultaneously justified and sinner. And I think that's exactly right. Until heaven, we're going to be carrying conflict within us, you know, continuing to walk toward wholeness, but it's going to be there, and it's going to be a continual journey.
And I think just like people want to say you're chosen or you're free, and I remember my interview with the late Norman Geisler, his book Chosen But Free. We're both.
Yep.
You're chosen and you're free. So there you go.
Right.
And that's difficult if you want to go one side or the other, right, instead of recognizing that both can be true. All right, we're going to go to a kitchen cover here from our friends, the Holcombs. So thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
WWIB, and we're asking this morning, who serves up the best fish fry in the area? It happens to be tartar sauce day. You can figure out why. First Friday in Lent here.
Okay.
And we had a couple of people talking about their favorite fish fry this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. So what's yours? Let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Well, the big deal yesterday, there was a touchdown, but it was not the football season. Yeah, NASA's most sophisticated rover, Perseverance, is now on the surface of Mars. And the rover originally launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, at the end of July. So, took a while, huh?
Well, that's quite the trip.
300 million miles on its journey from Earth to Mars. And you thought the family vacation was long. Wow. Perseverance is NASA's fifth rover to land on the red planet and kicks off the agency's most ambitious mission yet to examine whether life ever existed on Mars. Usually they say where there's water, there's life. So
they're spending a lot of money to try and find that out, aren't they?
It landed on Jezero Crater, a 28-mile-wide basin that scientists think was once home to an ancient river delta. Experts believe the Jezero Crater is the best place to look for fossils of potential life forms from billions of years ago. So.
Well, it's that time of week again here at WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, where Halvo and I say, you know what? We want to serve all of you, our WIB family, and there's no way you possibly can keep up with everything that happened in the past 7 days in terms of news, sports, politics, and pop culture. But we also know that you don't have a lot of time on your hands, and we want to respect that. So we bring all those news items to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
All right, now I'm going to say out of the gate. You know, they say have expectations low, but I think these are some of the best we've had. So here we go. Well, big news, of course. NASA's Mars Perseverance rover landed yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it will remain socially distanced from the other four rovers on the planet. Gotta be safe.
I love that.
There's evidence that for thousands of years, our brains have been shrinking.
And according to the bathroom scales, it's the only part of us that has.
True that.
I'll tell you. A study revealed that cows gave more milk when Mozart played and heavy metal music decreased their output.
Cows have also been found to have decreased output while making TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
A study says that watching TV shortens your life.
Yeah, the Surgeon General has now declared that each episode of The View must come with a prominent warning label.
Totally agree. It's dangerous.
GM is pausing work at three plants because of a chip shortage.
A chip shortage, but they do have plenty of Joannas.
That joke
is making great gains.
Okay.
A final trailer for the extended version of the DC Comics movie Justice League was released. The four-hour movie will be released to HBO Max in March.
I hear The Weeknd is doing the halftime show.
I take forever that time, too.
It was President's Day on Monday.
I screwed up and forgot all about Valentine's Day, so to make up for it, I got my wife a really romantic President's Day card.
I bet she loved that.
Very thoughtful of me. And speaking of presidents, President Biden was in Wisconsin this Tuesday night for a CNN town hall on COVID relief.
Yeah, why Wisconsin? Because Texas was too cold and snowy.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
A woman bit on the backside by a bear in an Alaska outhouse.
That's quite the headline.
A woman is likely to never forget an encounter she had with Alaska's wildlife over the weekend. Shannon Stevens was with her brother and his girlfriend near Chilkat Lake, just outside of Haines, Alaska, on Saturday, staying at a remote yurt. What is a yurt?
A yurt is, I looked it up on the Google. It's a portable round tent covered with skins or felt and used as a dwelling by several distinct nomadic groups in the steppes of Central Asia, or wished for by hipster.
Okay, minimalists.
Young folks.
Yeah. So anyhow, Shannon tells the Chilkat Valley News that she went outside to use the outhouse and felt something bite her bare backside. Ouch!
These are not the Cottonelle or Charmin bears.
No.
They are not.
Oh, after she ran out, the group lifted up the seat and saw a bear looking right back at them.
Goodness gracious.
The good news is she says her bite wound was very minor. That is the scariest. That's the most nightmarish tale I've ever heard about using an outhouse.
Well, and that's the thing, too. How could you ever go out there again and
it's already
feel secure?
For those of us who are used to indoor plumbing, it's already kind of uncomfortable unless you spent 2 years in Liberia.
Oh, bitten by a bear in a backside.
Yeah.
Not. How's your Friday going?
One of the great things about doing this job, right? Every day you come in, you think you've heard it all, and then that.
Nope. Because life.
All right. Well, it's Friday, and it's around 8:45 8:47 right now, and it's time to bring you the best of the week from the WIB Wake Up Show.
Penny really wishes that folks would get a grip and please return your cart when you are on a shopping trip. This pandemic of laziness, she sees it every day. So why not take 3 extra steps and put that thing away?
The extra cardio might actually do you some good. Fast Food Nation, am I right?
That snow day giveaway.
Yeah.
That was a lot more fun, like, back in the 90s before cell phones. You know, like, Jim Short, he's out there on the road.
The
roads are treacherous, and he hears on the radio my voice, Jim Short from Cornell, call now. And he's, you know, driving through fields to get to the payphone or something like that. Now it's like, oh, I got a cell phone, just call him.
Here comes Emmalyn Stevenson. Worked off to the left.
Oh, Emmalyn scores! Emmalyn roofed it past Chloe Lepke, and the Sabres are going to the championship game.
Well, strange but true this morning. In Malaysia, a man was hunting for squirrels when he heard a rustling. The man, a 60-year-old villager, was soon viciously attacked by a tiger.
Yikes.
His first reaction was to climb a tree, but the attack happened too quickly for the man to escape.
Okay.
But his wife and her cooking utensils were nearby. She heard her husband scream and immediately grabbed a large wooden soup spoon.
A wooden soup spoon.
Yes, and
versus
then,
a tiger.
And then she screamed as she smacked the tiger on the head. The cat miraculously left.
What?
Hubby escaped with some cuts and scrapes.
Goodness. Boy, that's my Valentine's gift to you, saving your life with a kitchen utensil. What's your love language?
Uh-huh.
And finding that out as well, too, because, again, I'd say my wife's is acts of service, which is something that I need to speak that much more fluently, her love language.
I
really
hear you.
Do.
That's mine, my wife's love language, too. What is yours, though?
I would say, there's probably a cross, but I would say words of affirmation is probably mine.
That is mine as well. We
there
share that.
We go. Peas in a pod.
My wife gave me a Valentine's card. I just want to share it because the front says the things you do, the love you give, the husband you are, and see if you can guess what her love language is.
Okay.
Yeah. So she says, Mark Halverson, I have so many reasons to be thankful for you. Happy Valentine's Day. And these are the ones: making coffee, mowing the lawn, shoveling the driveway, doing the laundry, washing the dishes, taxiing the kids, running errands in the cold, making phone calls, walking the dogs, especially in the cold.
The cold has come up twice.
And so many other things. So I'm like, I did comment to her. I know that love language clearly.
I can see that one as well.
Yeah, right. It's all about the acts of service.
There you go. Well, you know what? You know you're doing something right then.
Very imperfect, but anyhow.
This is actually the worst blizzard that I've actually experienced.
A 90-year-old Seattle woman making headlines after walking 6 miles through nearly a foot of snow to get her first dose of the coronavirus vaccine.
I have my scarf. I've got my wool coat.
Fran Goldman tells the Seattle Times she scheduled her Sunday vaccination appointment last week, not knowing that a major snowstorm was on the way. When Sunday morning came, this is why they're called the greatest generation.
Yes.
She pulled on her snow boots and multiple jackets and set out from her home to walk 3 miles to Seattle Children's Hospital.
The snow gets so high, you got to go up there and scrape it off.
Yeah. 3 miles to Seattle Children's Hospital for an appointment, and then 3 miles back home.
That's not safe, and yet she's like, you know what, I'm gonna go out in this.
There could be some ice around, too.
Probably.
To get a vaccine, but she could have died in the blizzard.
Wow.
She says
that is strength there.
That is amazing.
When you're getting groceries or shopping at Walmart, you reveal your character by where you leave your cart. You've loaded up your items, so why not be a pal and herd those silver buffalo into their cart corral?
Into their corral.
Just put it back! The best of the week. We had a fun week despite the frigidity at the beginning. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we warmed your hearts and made you smile just a bit.